poll, over 80% of Venezuelans say Juan Guaido has deceived Trump. By Francis Martel on August 13, 2020. A poll released Wednesday revealed the vast majority of Venezuelans believe President Juan Guaido procured the support of President Donald Trump through deception, claiming falsely he had the support of the Venezuelan armed forces. The poll, published by the Venezuelan firm Mega Analysis, found widespread political unity among Venezuelans. They overwhelmingly oppose both Guaido and Maduro and oppose socialism as an ideology. A majority consider Guaido a socialist. Guaido, a member of the Socialist International Member Party Popular Will until this year, is legitimately the president of the socialist country as a result of dictator Nicolás Maduro refusing to step down after his last legal presidential term ended in January 2019. The federal legislature, the National Assembly, used its constitutional powers to make Guaido interim president, with a mandate to organize free and fair elections to replace Maduro. As Maduro commands the loyalty of the armed forces and Venezuela banned the civilian ownership of firearms under late dictator Hugo Chavez, Guaido has no access to any organized force and has not been able to exercise any of his constitutional powers. The president has also faced repeated physical assaults at the hand of Maduro's armed socialist gangs, known as colectivos. Most of the free world recognizes Guaido's legitimacy, however, and has offered support in the form of accepting Guaido-appointed Venezuelan ambassadors. In April 2019, Guaido declared that he had convinced the nation's armed forces to support him and overthrow Maduro. Within hours, Maduro appeared on television alongside his Minister of Defense and other senior military leaders refuting Guaido's claim. No significant number of soldiers defected to Guaido and Maduro still retains control of the military at press time. The Trump administration recognized Guaido as president following his swearing-in. Trump welcomed Guaido as his personal guest at the 2020 State of the Union speech. By June, however, Trump appeared to express disillusion in Guaido, saying publicly that he was only okay with recognizing Guaido as president and that he had considered meeting with Maduro. The Venezuelan polling firm Mega Analysis found that respondents to its survey in Venezuela are also showing fatigue with Guaido, identifying him, like Maduro, as a socialist and agreeing that Trump's support for Guaido was contingent at least in part on falsehoods. Mega Analysis pollsters took the survey between August 6 and August 10, questioning respondents in 19 states and the Caracas Capital District. Of those asked, 82.4% of respondents answered yes to the question, "Do you believe that Juan Guaido, the politicians who represent him, and the opposition National Assembly have deceived President Donald Trump by telling them that they have the support of the armed forces and of the majority of Venezuelans?" Another 12.3% said they did not know, over twice the number who answered negatively. Asked if they believed the armed forces supported Guaido, a slightly higher number, 86.1%, said no. Similar to previous Mega Analysis poll results this year, respondents did not appear to view Maduro more favorably as a result of their negative responses to Guaido. A wide majority, 73.8%, said they supported the implementation of a new government. 77.6% said they wished to see an end to the Maduro regime and Chavismo in general. A similar number, 76.7%, agreed with the phrase "socialism guarantees misery, regression, and destroys the future." That rejection of socialism also informed views of Guaido, as 66.5% of respondents said they considered Guaido himself a socialist. The July iteration of Mega Analysis's semi-monthly national poll also found decreased support for Guaido. At the time, 78.8% of respondents said they wished to see Trump stop supporting Guaido's bid for the presidency. Asked, "Do you think Guaido is a weak politician?" 83.1% said yes. Like the July survey, Venezuelans told Mega Analysis in May, by a factor of nearly 90%, that they did not believe Guaido capable of running the country. A tell-all book by former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton claimed this year that Trump appeared to agree with the 83%, claiming that the president expressed reservations about supporting a kid like Guaido, who made Maduro look tough. Maduro has been in power since 2013, extending his rule through disingenuous calls for dialogue with opposition leaders affiliated with the Socialist International. Bolton had enthusiastically supported Guaido while in the U.S. government, a likely factor in his removal from his office. In June, Maduro announced that he had reached an agreement with Guaido organized through the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, a subsidiary of the World Health Organization, WHO, accused of enabling human trafficking, to distribute humanitarian supplies in Venezuela in response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Both parties proposed to work in coordination and with the support of PAHO, in the search for financial resources that contribute to strengthening the country's response capacities in the face of the new coronavirus, the Maduro regime's communication minister Jorge Rodriguez claimed. Guaido confirmed the deal on Twitter, where he distributes most of his communications. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.